In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as we continue these services, I ask to read the Holy Word of God from the Gospel according to Matthew, from the beginning of the fourth chapter, from verse 1 to 11. And these words are heard in Jesus' name as follows. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you." And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Amen. This familiar story about the tempter took place in the very beginning of Jesus' work here on earth. And when we look at this text which we read, we can say how comforting and how empowering this Word of God is for us. It gives us power, and it gives us instruction, and it gives us comfort. When we look at it with the prayer that the Holy Spirit would open this Word to each of us who have heard it. So Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. We can think when this holy book, the Bible, is written by the effect of the Holy Spirit. It is an amazing collection of books that all the instructions and teachings, all the comfort that man needs can be found in the Bible on this way to heaven. All the knowledge that is needed so that one day man could reach the glory of heaven. And this event of which we read, where the tempter tempted Jesus, it was written here by the through the Holy Spirit, so that we, children of God of this time, have to say and have to notice how the tempter does all things possible so that we would fall away from this path, from this way. So when the devil really teases, then we can remember that Jesus who through his own sacrifice made it possible that we people of this time would have the possibility and we can live in the kingdom of God, believing our own sins forgiven. Jesus, who won over death and rose from the dead, he was also tempted by the devil. He was tempted in the same way as we are. There is just one essential difference. We, children of God, cannot boast that we would be victorious over the temptations of the devil. But Jesus was tempted in the same way as we are. And he did not fall into even one temptation. When Jesus had been brought by the Spirit into the wilderness, and he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, with our human mind, we could think and we could understand that surely he was hungry. We don't even need to try it. We will surely be hungry before 40 days are up. But Jesus was surely hungry. We heard how the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." The tempter, the devil, knew for sure that this was the Son of God whom he was tempting. But he tried to approach him in a deceptive way and knew that it would have been possible for Jesus to change the stones into bread. Jesus performed even greater miracles in his time. But what did Jesus say to the devil? "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." It was so then, and it is so today also, on this beautiful sunny day. This temporal food is necessary for our temporal body. But what is more important? We have heard about this already at these services. We have heard and we have been reminded. What is more important than this rye bread? In John 6, verse 35, we can read about Jesus' own teaching. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. So Jesus taught in this chapter 6 of St. John. Jesus taught in his time about the importance of this bread of life, how he came from heaven. He is the bread of life. And whoever eats of his flesh and drinks of his blood or today can believe in Jesus' name and blood, all sin, his own sins forgiven, is able to live in this kingdom. In this teaching by Jesus in chapter 6, when he talks about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, this was hard for the hearers of that time to hear. They were offended by this. It's not strange even today that people are offended by the sermons of the kingdom of God. It is said, like Brother Samuli said before this, that the unbelieving people of this time say that the kingdom of God judges. But there is no judgment from this kingdom. This kingdom offers gospel and grace. But when the Word of God, this holy, precious Bible, contains all of the knowledge and instruction, this Word of God judges this unbelieving person who is living outside the kingdom of God. Without this bread of life, we cannot remain on this way to heaven, on this narrow way, by ourselves, even one day. We need that strength and that power that we get through the gospel. The devil continued. He brought Jesus to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Here we can notice how the enemy of souls took a new tack toward on how to approach Jesus. When Jesus always answered to the temptations of the devil with the written word of God, which is also the instructions that we use today, we as children of God. This holy word of God contains all instructions, all the answers that we need when we are tempted by and enticed by the enemy of souls. And this is what Jesus did also. But did you notice that the enemy of souls also knows what is written in the Word of God? He said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone. We know, we can't say that the enemy of our soul doesn't know what is written in the Holy Scriptures. We can't say that the enemy of souls is lazy or stupid. When we think of this time and the last years, the enemy of souls has received many tools, modern technology even. Many hair-thin tools with which the enemy of souls can strike against the children of God. But even though this technology serves the devil, on the other hand, we can also rejoice for this modern technology when we think that even this sermon, we can't even picture how many people are listening to this sermon and in what kinds of places, because this can be heard everywhere around the globe. So the Heavenly Father uses modern technology to spread the word of the Kingdom of God. But so does the enemy of souls. And the devil, we must say, When the enemy of souls quite often knows that a child of God may be weak in a certain matter, like when after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he knew that Jesus was hungry. So even today the enemy of souls knows and notices if a child of God is in the same situation, is weak in a certain situation, then the enemy of souls knows how to latch on to this. But dear children of God, Jesus, our Lord and Master, was able to be victorious over all of these temptations with the power of the Word of God. And so also we, of this time, we have the power of the gospel in this kingdom, and this power is greater than the power of the enemy of souls. If only have the strength to accept it for ourselves, to believe our own sins forgiven, and trust that the Heavenly Father does not tempt us. If the Heavenly Father allows us to have trials, He has promised to give strength in those trials. And this strength is this bread of life, this gospel. It is such a powerful word that there is not one person on earth who could understand the power of the gospel. We can only be amazed when we notice or we can see the power of the gospel. the sermon of the gospel preached through the Holy Spirit transforms a person, a sinful person, from the middle of this world into the kingdom of God, to be a member of the kingdom of God. And it is not a project, a development project, but it happens in the blink of the eye. When this gospel message is able to go into the heart, and when someone has received this message, the Holy Spirit begins to teach that person and instruct them and to give that power on this way to heaven. So in this temptation, where the devil used the word of God, saying, "It is written, he will command his angels concerning you, on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone," Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Dear hearers of the word, dear brothers and sisters, dear children of God, this is something for us to remember, that you should not tempt the Lord your God. One battle plan of the enemy of souls, which mainly affects the youth, but also us older people, he begins by saying that you can try this just a little bit. You can test the limits to see where the border goes. But we can securely be asking the Heavenly Father for such a mind that we do not want to go, and to begin testing how far we dare to go. And we don't want to begin tempting the Heavenly Father. Then, in the third place, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." This is also a temptation that the enemy of souls has not left for that moment with Jesus, but he also uses it. We have to confess. That the enemy of souls still actively uses this same method. When in this time and in recent years, he has been offering even the children of God the glory of this world, the honor and the fame that you could get if you would just slightly change your own way of thinking and your own way of life. This thought of the enemy of souls is not strange even today. But someone already preached about this, about gathering this worldly mammon. We have been taught that wherever your heart is, that our hearts shouldn't be attached to this worldly mammon. When we live in this time, even though we would live to be over 100 years old, which is quite rare, even 100 years, but even if we were to live over 100 years, just think how much it is in relation to eternity and the time after this time. If I understand right, 100 years in relation to eternity is quite a brief moment. The life of man is like the width of a palm of the hand, or nothing. The Holy Bible teaches us this. And for this reason, we all have something to learn, something to remember, that everything that we have here that we can use in our temporal life is only lent to us. God has lent it to us. And when our moment to leave comes, then we don't have any pockets in that coat that we are wearing when we leave. We come into this world empty, and we will leave just as empty. The time that we live here and spend here, when we can trust in the guidance of the Heavenly Father and trust in His care and can live in His kingdom, there is no better way to spend this time on earth. In His great wisdom, God has arranged it this way. We don't understand it with our own reason, but the Heavenly Father has given us temporal understanding according to our needs to be used in this temporal life and in our temporal deeds and acts. But when we speak of these heavenly things, this reason that we have received as a gift is often causing us confusion. To understand this, the instructions of God and the comforting of God's Word, we need the Holy Spirit that God has sent upon earth. When Jesus had died and had risen from the dead, and before He ascended into heaven, Jesus told His own disciples, He said that He will send the Holy Spirit, who reminds you of all the things that I have been teaching you. It is the Spirit that we need when we talk about understanding the Word of God. Then Jesus answered to this enticement of the enemy of souls. First he said, "Be gone, Satan. Now you children and your young people wonder that what is he saying now? He's speaking such words, but dear children, that is the name of the enemy of souls. And here it is said, the enemy of souls is called by his own name. And when there are many people in this world who speak bad things and use the name of the enemy of souls, just think, is it worth calling the enemy of souls for help? But it is the way of speaking of the people of this world that they call upon him for help. It is the name of the enemy of souls. And Jesus continued. He took the word of God as his help. For it is written, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." We spoke about this earthly mammon and the glory of this time. It is not far from the child of God to have it become an idol, that we would begin worshiping and serving it. It is against the will of the Heavenly Father, against the instruction of the Word of God. "You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." If only we could keep the humble mind. Humble mind in that we want to live in this kingdom of God with the strength given by God. We can't live in it by our own strength. We cannot do anything good by our own strength. But we need the power of the Heavenly Father. And we can receive this strength and this when we eat the living bread. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. When we are able to live in this kingdom with our travel friends, many of us have experiences in our lives when the enemy of souls has attacked us deceitfully and strongly. We have had heavy trials, and it feels that way to heaven has been blocked, that we can't go forward in any way. Then the Heavenly Father has not forgotten us in those situations, but he has arranged angels, travel friends, brothers and sisters for that situation. To bring that message that the Heavenly Father hasn't forgotten you. They have brought this living bread, that crystal clear water to drink, so that the tired soul can receive power from it to continue. And that road that felt blocked, it is as if opened again. And once again, it is possible to see that this, that we are able to continue traveling on this way to heaven with the strength given by the Heavenly Father. And so it happened in this text that we read. When the devil noticed that he had lost his case, that he wasn't able to get Jesus to fall into sin, into any of these temptations, then angels came to Jesus and served him. And those situations that we have had in our own lives when we have been able to receive angels sent by the Heavenly Father, they have been situations that they have brought deep peace and joy to us. We are not requiring any angelic actions from them, but just the fact that they have this priesthood of the Holy Spirit in their heart, which we heard yesterday, this office of priesthood is bright in the heart, regardless of whether this person is young or old. This person feels like an angel. Those dear travel friends in those situations feel like angels. It is like we said in the beginning, that these words also that Matthew has written, affected by the Holy Spirit, they are written there, and we can believe that we were able to read these today, and God, through His Holy Spirit, has been opening these words to each of us as needed. But the thing that can be seen throughout this text is the most important matter, is that we can receive this living bread. And through this gospel, we receive this strength to travel on this way to heaven. We receive this strength for this battle that we have against the enemy of souls. And when we can trust in this, that this strength, this power is sufficient, then if we remember that it is greater than the power of the enemy of souls, and that is why even at this moment, dear hearer of the word, were you here in this tent or in the service grounds, or no matter where you are in this world, if you are hearing these words, you have the right and you can believe all your own sins and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And with this bread, with this gospel, we receive this strength that we need on this way to heaven. Nothing better is being offered in this time. it is the best that can be offered without money and without a price. I would like to ask for myself, can I believe my own sins and temptations forgiven? I want to live in this kingdom together with you. Thus we will remain in the protection of God's blessing word. In Jesus' name, amen.